The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. He sighed from the depths of his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." Then he left them and got into the boat again and went off to the other shore. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Just once every 2 years, you get to hear your first reading taken from the letter of St. James. But the reading cycle of St. James is almost always interrupted by Ash Wednesday and by the season of Lent. But not this year. Not this year. There's a full two-week cycle of the letter of St. James, and this year, Easter's so late, you're going to get to hear the entire thing, and I ask you to really recognize how special this is. These readings are read very rarely. This only happens about once in a decade. Okay, so pay close attention to your first reading in the next couple of weeks, because St. James is one of the best writings in the entire Bible. It's timely, it's wise, it's practical. It's easy to understand, too. And the reason is because the letter of St. James was written to the entire church. It's known as one of the Catholic epistles. Its target audience, the entire church. And this makes it different from the letters of St. Paul. A lot of times the letters of St. Paul are hard to understand because they were written to a target audience, the Philippians or the Ephesians. And you know, when you're reading one of those letters of Paul, you're literally reading somebody else's mail. And it makes it hard to understand, but not so St. James. St. James reads like a long list of good personal advice. Okay? However, I want you to understand, it's a lot deeper than that. Let me give you the interpretive key to understanding the entire letter of James. It's this. If you want to change your heart, begin by changing your behavior. See, St. James knows it's hard to change your heart. Your emotions run really deep. However, you can change your behavior. And when you do, you find that your emotions follow along, almost like a train pulls a caboose. And today, there's this great little nugget of advice that we all want to take to heart. He says, "Count it as pure joy, brothers and sisters, when you're involved in every sort of trial." Now, those words are not as crazy as they sound. Because the word for trial that James uses here, and this is where it's real important sometimes to go back to the original text, the word for trial that James uses is poikiloi, and it has a specific meaning. Poikiloi means life's little annoyances. So, for example, you don't want to count it as pure joy if you get a diagnosis of cancer. That's not what James is talking about. And that would be very, very difficult to do. But poikiloi, life's little annoyances, they happen all the time. You know, things like a traffic jam, or a leaky faucet, or spotty Wi-Fi. Once I got a milkshake, I was driving through the drive-thru, they forgot to give me a straw, right? Poikiloi. When these little annoyances in life happen, turn them into a prayer. Receive them in faith. Say to the Lord, "Thy will be done." And it produces a magnificent fruit. The fruit of perseverance. Perseverance is the fuel of the spiritual life. Lots of people follow Christ our Lord for a season, and then as soon as anything goes wrong, they quit. But perseverance, it helps keep you praying when you don't feel like praying. Brings you to Mass even when the weather isn't nice. Makes you kind to people who are rude and inconsiderate and never show you any kindness in return. Perseverance means recognizing that you've got faults that you're not going to get rid of anytime soon. And you're going to wrestle with them, and it's going to hurt, and you're going to feel humiliated, and you're going to keep on going.
This is the great fruit of perseverance. You know, if everything in life went your way, you'd soon begin to find a home in this world. Or more to the point, this world would begin to find its home in your soul. And you were not made for that. Like my Irish great-grandmother once said, this earth ain't heaven. Okay? So don't ever settle for it. So here's a new word for you today. Poikiloi. Right? When things in life don't go your way, remember the lesson of St. James, that the Lord might make you perfect and complete and lacking in nothing. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Cyril and Methodius, pray for us.